I want to talk a little bit about the Levites and the way that they were without inheritance. Well, we are to be a nation of priests, we're told in 1 Peter 2, verse 5. We are the new priesthood and the royal nation. So then all that's written about the priests and Levites is true for us. So there's all sorts of allusions in the New Testament which make that point. For example, the Lord Jesus talks about us in his prayer to the Father, John 17, 6. He says that we are the men which you gave me out of the world, out of the Jewish world, and they have kept your word. That's pretty well quoting from Numbers 18, verse 6, where we read, I have taken your brothers, the Levites, out from among the children of Israel, the Jewish world. So then, the idea then is that all that's true of the Levites becomes true of us. And the big thing about them, of course, was that they could not have land inheritance. They were to focus upon the service of God, not to worry about the secular things of this life. So if Israel had been obedient to the covenant, they would have had huge harvests, and 10% of that would have been given to the Levites. And in addition, there were the freewill offerings and the parts of the standard offerings which went to the Levites. And every third year, there was to be a special tithe paid for the poor and for the Levites. So the Levites ought to have been absolutely very well provided for. But of course, the upward spiral that was intended didn't work out. The idea was that Israel would be obedient to the covenant. They would therefore pay the tithes to the Levites out of their huge harvests. The Levites would be super well provided for, and they would therefore study God's law, teach it to God's people. They would be the more obedient. There would be the great harvests, etc. That isn't really what happened. That God's law was not a pain, it was not a sort of a chain upon man, it was intended for man's blessing, just like the Sabbath was made for man's blessing. And so what happened was that Israel didn't pay the tithes, the Levites didn't have land of their own, so they had to go and get what land they could and farm it just to survive. And in the book of Judges, you have this picture of landless Levites wandering around the place, trying to get work wherever they could. And so, because of human dysfunction, it didn't work out. And so it is. God has set up huge potentials for us, which we may flunk out of, we may fail. And yet, he's also set up huge upward spirals as well. So God had said to Aaron, you shall have no inheritance in the land, nor any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance. Or in Joshua 13, the sacrifices of Yahweh are his inheritance. Yahweh, God of Israel, was their inheritance. So they had no land. They had no great material wealth to leave to their children, but they had this unique relationship with God to pass on. Now Jeremiah, who was a priest, he reflects that although he lost all materially that he had, he says, God is my portion. That's in Lamentations 3:24. So the idea is that your relationship with God and your calling to serve others is the greatest thing that you could have and is worth far more than all secular material possession. But, of course, that is not what we like to hear, because we live increasingly in a world where ownership, I say that in inverted commas, because you only have it in this life for as long as you live, you can't take anything with you. We live in a world where ownership, between the commas, of property has just got huge meaning, it's got a crazy amount of meaning, and people will sweat their whole lives just to pay off a mortgage, or to buy a second home, or whatever. When God is our portion or our inheritance, and there's the worry about, what are you going to leave to your kids? You know, my kids get an inheritance from me or not. But the inheritance that the Levites had was simply God. How good is that? And their honour of serving him. Now, some of the writers of the Psalms, like David, were not Levites, but quite often in the Psalms, Psalm 16, 73, 119, 142, keeps on using the same Hebrew word to describe how God was their portion, God was their inheritance. And as I say, we are to beware of this obsession with building up, quote, ownership of property and inheritance to leave that to our kids, because ultimately it is our service of God which is our inheritance. And if you don't pass that on to your children, you've passed on nothing to them. That should be our focus, on helping our children to continue serving God as we have done. And yet so many people obviously don't see it that way. They think that instead of doing that, I will spend my time getting wealthy, getting a bigger house, so I can leave it to my kids. So what? All that is nothing compared to what we have been given. And you may not succeed anyway in fulfilling that aim. Now, the idea was that the priests and the Levites were to be provided with enough to eat, but no great wealth. And so it should be that nobody ever sort of gets wealthy, as it were, to enjoy a cool life just out of other people's donations. So I think, however, that God foresaw that things would not quite go as they should do, because in Deuteronomy 14, there is the commands about the tithe, and they were told there that there should also be a tithe for the poor to be collected on the third and the sixth years. And that tithe was for the fatherless, the widow, the poor that are among you within your gates, and for the Levite, because he has no portion nor inheritance with you. I think that's an example of where God foresaw that they would not be obedient as they should have been, and that therefore the bumper harvest wouldn't come, and they wouldn't be given 10% of that. And so he built into his own law the recognition of that, and says that every third and sixth year you've got to pay an extra tithe for the poor and for the Levites. Well, as I say, ideally, that shouldn't have been necessary. It certainly shows that the law was geared around the assumption that the priests would never be truly rich and wealthy. So the wonder of doing God's work should compensate totally for that lack of material possession. And yet, so often it is that the real focus of human life, even for those amongst God's people, appears to be the accumulation of material possession. And once that has been established, then, okay, sure, yeah, now I'll use some of that for God, etc. Rather than the focus being first and foremost upon his work and upon serving others, because that's what the Levites are all about. Now, there is in human beings this tendency to assume that we can leave the religious stuff in our lives to a group of specialists, to a group of priests. And I just get on with my life and, yep, trip along the church now and again, and I'll leave basically anything deeper to the specialists. But the huge implication of the fact that we are the Levites, that we are the priesthood, all in Christ are the priesthood, is that, well, we are the specialists. We are not to leave this to others. We are to go ahead and take on that sense of responsibility for others and their spiritual growth. And that takes your whole life, absolutely. All your strength, all your power for him and for his service, and the material stuff will somehow be provided.